Bring me everyone.
What do you mean everyone?
Everyone!
Welcome to Everyone Racers, a show designed for the world of low-dollar racing and oddball car culture. It doesn't matter what kind of limit champ or lucky track dog league you run, SCCA or NASA, we don't discriminate. As long as you drive it hard and built it yourself. Join us each week for tech discussions, tips and tricks, as well as news and notes from the world of amateur endurance racing. And whether it's on the spot, hella sweet, we're sure you'll giggle a little and learn even less. Everyone report to the paddock.
Hey, everybody. It's just mental. There's no Chris and Chrissy this week. I'm sorry. Yeah, you got to put up with just me, but the good news is that it's not going to be that long. So we are Everyone Racers. Welcome to a tiny Cadillac episode of our podcast. It's episode 339. Now, you know Hot Wheels and you know Matchbox, but Majorette was the French toy company that became known for its high quality 1/64-ish scale cars with features such as opening doors and hoods and actual sprung suspension. Their model 339 was based on the fifth generation Cadillac Seville and was a stretch limo. It was well made, and while it departed the Majorette's 3-inch scale, even haggard versions of this little toy limo are still commanding big money in toy car terms online. We'll have a link to that in our show notes. What are you working on? Well, what am I working on? I am literally going to record this, post this, jump in my car, and I am driving to Sierra College tomorrow because we have worked out a deal where we're doing a classroom and then a track session with the Sierra College Motorsports team. So I've got Renee Lamb from EU Tech, her teammate Corey's going to be there, Tim's going to be there. It's going to be a great time hanging out with all those folks. If you remember the last Thunderhill race they got, and even before that, Sonoma race. So that's a good team, and I'm really looking forward to that. So that's what I'm working on, and I'm also just recovering from the weekend in Pittsburgh. More on that in a minute. Talk about news and notes. General Motors is expected to relocate their headquarters from the Ren Center, the Renaissance Center, to the Detroit's new Hudson building. And this is over on MSN.com. Jamie LaRoe and JC Rent, the Detroit Free Press, have insights into why the iconic GM Tower is no longer displaying the GM logo. Their global headquarters is going to be relocating from the waterfront site to their new building on the Hudson site on Woodward Avenue. The new facility is actually the second tallest building in Detroit. The first one is the Ren Center. Now, since 2020, a large portion of GM's office workforce has been working from home. And the Renaissance Center, with the four 39-story office towers surrounding a 73-story hotel, it opened in 1977 and has been General Motors headquarters since 2004 when they funded a $500 million renovation. There is no expected tenant to replace GM in this facility. It's not going to be good for everybody that's in there right now. And the Detroit area has a 19% vacancy rate for corporate offices downtown. Now, another great piece over at the Autopian by Thomas Hyundai is the new take on the old idea of why buy new when you can get a nicer used car, starting with the premise that a new CR-V EX all-wheel drive is $35,000. Thomas points out that you can get a 10-year-old AMG wagon in the same price range. Now, we are, of course, proud of our helping you make a bad or well-informed bad decision. Thomas writes, quote, as daily transportation, it's generally a bad idea to buy an aged German performance car with the approximate complexity of Apollo 11. Adding, quote, the maintenance, fuel, and tire bills will eat someone on a Honda CR-V budget alive. but it's a well-researched piece noting the weak points on those estate cars. It has some recent sales example and budget considerations for, quote, the closest thing to a Hellcat you can drive while still looking like a Greenwich, Connecticut native. If nothing else, it's a nice read, but having owned an AMG, he's not kidding about those tires. Now, if you're not so necessarily worried about having the newest, coolest car on there, Racing Junk's always got you covered. And this is no exception, because right now they have on their website an RX-7 IT-7 race car, and it is a mere $4,200. Now, these guys actually forked out for that pro membership because it has got 35 photos that accompany with it. It is got current logbooks. It's got good fire suppression system in there. It's in Highland, Michigan. New belt, comes with two sets of tires. It's got adjustable camber plates. It's got the coilovers, progressive rear springs, loom radiator, and an electric fuel pump. This car is literally ready to race right now. And it's actually, for what it is, it's in really, really good shape. And you could be on the track $4,200. That's really, really great. So if you're looking to get on the track for affordable prices, not AMG prices, you need to check out Racing Junk. And while you're there, you need to check out code POD23. And we are expecting an updated code soon to get you a cheap membership. They're always running specials on that pro membership. It's less than you're going to spend on a meal at Applebee's. It's worth it. Check out racingjunk.com. Do some joy scrolling while you're over there. We've got some upcoming races, and it is time for a parade. Lemons is headed to downtown Camden for the Lemons Block Party at CMP. If you've never been, this is one of the ones you want to check out. They actually close the entire downtown. They parade the cars down there. It's mandatory because that's where you're going to get your BS inspection. They have a live band. The bars stay open. It is a great time. And for this race, they've got 80 cars. 7 of those are BMWs, 5 are Miatas. That's an excellent percentage. 9 Hondas, not 1 Porsche. And from Eric Rude, the Privy Ute returns, and he believes it might have a V8. And perennially overachieving Northeast racers, nut jobs, Mr. H Volvo 760 with PRV and Bright Ideas S10. Back-to-back weekends on that Bright Ideas S10. That's awesome. They're going to be there, plus another Fiero. It's a new Fiero, and no matter what happens, it is going to be a brand-new overall winner because there are no prior winners running at CMP this time around, at least in terms of cars and teams. Now, it's worth mentioning that in addition to that Friday night block party, which is fantastic, even if you're not racing, if you're in that area, go check that out. Saturday night is the potluck, and that is being hosted by Judge Shelley. But the slow-cooked pork butt, it's coming from Kurt and Kreger's, and trust me, you want some of their butt. They always feed the track staff first, but there is more than enough to go around. You could probably even swing by there the next day and get one of their slow pork butt breakfast burritos. It's fantastic. We have a link to the sign-up sheet in our show notes. Go down there, check out that one. But that's not the only race this weekend. Champ is in Colorado for their Mile High Mayhem at High Plains Raceway. That is an 8+7 race. It is also 22 cars. Yeah, that's a shame. It's a big track. 5 of those BMWs, 7 Miatas. There's not a Honda. There's not a Porsche, but they do have a 79 Trans Am. That's awesome. Finally, Lucky Dog has got their podium at the Ridge this weekend. It's also an 8+7. They've got 75 cars. 14 of those are BMWs, 13 are Miatas, 11 are Hondas, 4 are Porsches, but there is an 87 Scirocco, the Model T GT, and wait for it, a 1992 Acura NSX racing Lucky Dog. That is awesome. We're going to be talking about this. We, of course, just came back from Pittsburgh, so they invaded the International Race Complex with the 24 Hours of Lemons. But the winner of the IOE was the Wonderment Consortium. That's Derek Steinkamp and Nathan Chauvin and that whole crew. They are not running that Quantum Wagon. He managed to find a Passat diesel wagon. It was impressive. They didn't do a fuel stop all day. They ran the entire Saturday race on one tank of gas and did it again on Sunday. That is really impressive. I remember seeing that car out there and it was doing the fire hydrant salute. It was hilarious. Halloween meets gasoline. It was a slam dunk by the Garage Heroes in Training in their Honda Civic. The heroic fix was the original OG Super Happy Fun Club. That's Soggy and his crew in the Simca 118, not the other Simca. That's Soggy's second Simca. Screwed was Hopes and Dreams Racing in a Subaru Impreza. They actually blew their engine, went and borrowed an engine hoist from the guys of the LOLNB team who had an engine they would have given them, but instead they insisted on going to the junkyard, getting a junkyard engine. It's called I Got Screwed. You can guess how that played out. Judge's choice. Well, that was us. That was the Three Pedal Mafia. We had a Waldorf and Statler theme. So we were the Muppet guys up in the balcony making fun of everybody all weekend. Org choice was Silver Errors Racing and a Mercedes C230K. They were all done up. We'll talk about that in a couple of seconds. Owning our theme here and always was Ask Us About Our Purity Test Score in the Mitsubishi Eclipse GT. The less than interesting stuff, Class C was Need for Speed, Least Wanted, Max Home, and that was in a Lincoln LS. They actually got a Lincoln LS to keep running all weekend. Class B was Raging Bull Racing Bull Racing in a Ford Taurus. We've seen that car before. It's a good crew. And then overall was the TMMI Motorsports and that Toyota Camry. You've seen that Toyota Camry run around there. They're a fast team and they're practically invisible while they're not just because they're camouflage, but because they just don't get in trouble. Don't bother anybody on the track. Now we'll go to the listener feedback. And with our live episode last week, especially with all the delays, we missed the comic from Judge Tim. And what he'll do on the YouTube is rewrite some of our summaries. And for our mid-O preview, he said this, quote, "This week on Rationalizing Unsafe Behavior, Chrissy won't ride the dolly, but she will get pulled behind a scooter in a fuel cart. In the dark. On a gravel path to a giant bonfire. As you may have guessed, there's a story behind that, and it is at Thompson. Now, I should have been running a lot more this weekend to work off all of the extra pounds I put on when I am eating all of Chrissy's mom's cookies, and she did not bring it weak to pit. There were cookies for everybody at the potluck. There were cookies in the RV. There were cookies at the penalty box. There were just cookies everywhere, cookies in the toolbox. It was wonderful. Plus, while I was working on the theme, I got to say hi to Chrissy's mom. So again, hello, Chrissy's mom. Moving right through this, we're going right to our pounding percussion post-race pit perusal powered by Pamani's. Pre-race, we told you about our theme. We were Statler and Waldorf from the Muppets. Chris had to work. He set me loose with his scrap lumber and everything in the garage, and I began working on the balcony that we were going to be able to port and carry around with us all weekend. The car was ready. The car's been ready since the fall. They literally put it in storage, pull it out of storage, swapped out the antifreeze for the water, and the car was down there. Thursday, they had everything packed. We rolled out, and Dave Mills was already ahead of us, warning us that the weather was trash, and he was not lying. Driving across Pennsylvania, we drove right into a torrential thunderstorm. Got in about 9. Garage Heroes were already set up on their trailer, and without the whole team there, I actually got offered some of their sleeping space. That would be the last actual sleep I got all weekend. I was cold and miserable, and it was raining and wet, and I was not in a comfortable place, and I could not get warm. I was sleeping inside a truck, and it just never, not once got warm. I had a sleeping bag, but it was not meant, and I don't do mummy bags very well, and it was meant to be confined, so I would just wake up every 10 minutes for a few hours until finally I would give up and just get out. I think my core temperature stayed below 98.6 until Sunday morning. So thanks to them, that was fun. Friday, we didn't practice. We've all run pit race before, we instead set up our booth and focused ourselves on hassling all the other competitors as they came through. It was wet and windy and cold, and pit race does not set up their test day very well, in our opinion. Others people's mileage may vary. So we had our balcony set up in tech inspection, and we just mocked everybody as they came through. Friday night, no big deal. Hung out, went to sleep. Saturday, still cold, and while the track was drying out, the grounds were really, really soaked, and Eric even warned everybody about that at the driver's meeting. I opened the day, and if you saw our social media, about 30 minutes in, I lost control of the car and crashed pretty hard into the wall. It wasn't all that superficial. There was some good mechanical damage. I managed to not get stuck. Chris always has his spare parts, and he was able to swap out the bent suspension up front, and Vicky from Garage Heroes helped Chrissy. They stitched the front bumper cover together, kind of a drifter style, and the car did resume racing about one. It got to take the checkered flag. Potluck was a great success. Started a bit slow, not the hardcore party. I think everybody was just tired and cold and damp. But as the evening wore on, a lot of low-key fun. Just folks sitting around, chilling, talking, having it. So catching up with a lot of folks I have not seen in years. And there was no shortage of good food, but I missed out on most of it because I waited until the end to try and get something to eat. I got some legit kielbasa, but I wish I got some of that pierogi that was out there. There may have been potato salad, but I didn't have to see it. So that was awesome. And everybody raised over $250 for the Lemons of Love, which was the charity. By Sunday, the weather was sunny, but it was still cold. Eric got to open up for the team. Then Chrissy, they actually let me back into the car. Then Jeff, because Barry in the headline on that one, the Wakemans were finally back. Jeff and Jim were running with Garage Heroes. Unfortunately, the Garage Heroes car lost compression on Sunday, but we managed to get Jeff into the Mazda 3, and then Chris took the checker. Later, when he was loading the car into the trailer, he noticed that the inside of the front tires was corded, so he got every bit of mileage out of those. Now, I had to catch a flight to get home really, really quickly, so I didn't get to say much to everybody else. I had missed my anniversary the weekend prior, and Monday was my wife's birthday, and even I know my limits on that one, so I got on the plane Sunday night and got home. Overall rating on the weekend, obviously, as you would expect, it's disappointing to wreck a car, and it's never fun to wreck your friend's car. Not even luckily, they were able to get the car back on track because they were prepared, so good on them for that one. The Vannon Ball showed up. It was actually managed to get a few laps, and that was with no small amount of help from the paddock, especially Chris. Friday night, poor Zach showed up. He was waterlogged, and he had a haggard old Dodge Caravan that spent an entire day on an open trailer being pulled through torrential rains on a out there. It exposed the elements. So step one was just getting the thing dried out, and we managed to get it to start and figure out the rest of the engine install that hadn't been put in there. And it wasn't running well, but it did run. Soggy, of course, managed to get the Semca to turn a few laps, and it's not that Semca's other Semca. And the Garage Heroes came with that awesome theme of theirs, and it was over the top gun. They had painted the car up like a jet fighter. They had all kinds of gags. They all had flight suits. They were reenacting scenes from the movie. But it did lose compression on Sunday on two of the cylinders, so it just wasn't going to run. They rolled with the punches, and then what sealed the deal for their Halloween meets gasoline is they brought the car down to the penalty box and did a military-style funeral. They were working that theme all of the weekend. It was really good. There was a lot of teams that brought really good themes. And if you haven't seen it, the League of Legitimate Nigerian Business had the Everyone Retirees theme. They even recorded a video episode. We'll have a link to that in the show notes. It's pretty funny. They were in costume for most of the weekend. That Silver Errors Merc theme was great. They were all in silver, and they had the entire family, the kids, the non-racers, everybody was doing that one. And there was an even I Love Erica Snow theme, which is going to be funny because I'll be seeing that whole crew this weekend. So pit, brought the theme strong. It's always a fun track, and usually it's a good time. I just wish it had been a little bit better of a time for the Mazda. I have no idea what we're going to talk about on our next show. Well, it'll be me talking about it on our next show, but in the meantime, you can still join our Everyone Racers Fantasy League. They are running that right now. It's the links in our show notes. The code is 742-59541. Thank you for downloading us. Hope you enjoyed this very abbreviated one-third of the host episode of Everyone Racers. Hope you're going to join us in the world of driving, racing, and building, because everyone can be a racer, even a guy who's wrecked three cars in the four races he's done this year. If you enjoyed this podcast, subscribe, totally free. Go to iTunes, give us that five-star rating. Even if you hated us, especially if you hated this episode, give us five stars and then tell us why. If you've got any questions, you got show ideas, drop us a comment on our Facebook, Everyone Racers. Email us, everyone.racers@gmail.com. You can still text me. Got pictures of junk this weekend. It was awesome. 484-243-0455. Find us on the gram, everyone.racers. We are, of course, on YouTube, the Facebook, and even Reddit. Thanks again, and keep the shiny side up, unless you've gone off into the mud, in which case you don't have a shiny side, then keep those wheels down.